The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Home Field Advantage. You are good, Teresa Autry. It's her show, Home Field Advantage. We do every single week right here on Tony Curry Radio. Thanks to 100,000 folks who have downloaded our app, the TKR app. You can hear this show at least 5 days a week. And, of course, wherever you get your favorite podcast, we're available on every major industry. There's not one out there you cannot find us on. Just pull up Home Field Advantage or our several Home Field Advantage podcasts because there's 2 million of us out there. But we are consistently in the top 10% of all those podcasts. We're super proud of that. And, of course, one of the reasons we are is because we bring you great content like Home Field Advantage. Teresa Autry is a real estate expert. Keller Williams is who she's with, 294-4210, 294-4210. A couple of interesting notes that go along with real estate. But, first of all, how are you?
I am doing a lot better. I want to say happy birthday to your son.
Thank you very much. He turns 18 today.
And what's his name?
His name is Xavier.
Xavier. And so I wanted to tell you, I was looking up something and in the marble and stone industry, and there's a little place up in Chicago, and it is the historical national monument for all elevators.
Oh, wow.
And it's the also you can look it up. It has the memorial of every single person who ever worked in the elevator union.
Wow. I'm writing this down. Elevator monument in Chicago. It's in Chicago.
It's got let me see if I'm remembering correctly. It's Chicago. It may be just around that area, though. You might just want to say that. But it also had these bronze statues of people kneeling or praying, a little girl touching the, it's just beautiful. And while I was looking at that, it's, I kind of got a thought process about, you know, where would today's shows be going and all this kind of stuff and what we wanted to talk about.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much for filling us in. People who know my son know that he loves elevators and we're actually driving to Roanoke, Virginia, on Father's Day to go ride elevators. And someone said, was our elevator special in Roanoke? I said, if they're special to my boy, then they're special elevators. So he's been watching some videos on elevators in Roanoke, Virginia, and he got to pick where we go for vacation this year. So we're going to Roanoke, Virginia to ride flipping elevators. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's talk some business here. The United States housing market. And this was from this morning, by the way, on MSN. The United States housing market is experiencing a major shift with nearly 500,000 more homes listed than there are active buyers, the largest gap since 2013. That sounds like great news because we have a shortage, correct? What exactly does that mean and why do we have such a shortage? Because I thought that we always had more buyers than sellers.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold 1 second because I wanted to announce a couple of things.
Okay.
So KTB Global is a logistics company here in Birmingham, Alabama. They're allowing us to use their studio here for my end of it. So we want to shout out to them, KTBL, which is KTB Logistics.
Okay.
And the other thing is one guy had a baby, so he's a new dad.
Ah, good.
Congratulations, had a little girl. And then we had a couple of people whose children's birthdays were over the weekend. So we always want to acknowledge and say, you know, number one, we missed on the show, unfortunately, due to my mother's got some family health things.
Yeah.
And you were kind of to help me with rescheduling.
Sure.
That I want to thank everybody for your prayers and continue to pray for my mom. Her name's Catherine, and she was diagnosed with T3. Breast cancer, and she's going to have a double mastectomy on June 30th. And so, and my sister had a surgery. It didn't go well. My daughter had lost her last baby tooth and that didn't go well. So it was like a lot was thrown at us. And my pastor called and he asked my sister, is she doing okay? Are y'all doing okay? A lot's coming at you. And I told him, I said, you know, it's kind of like, you know, something's about to change, you know, you're about to have this breakthrough or you're about to learn something significant or you're about to come upon a moment in life that you need to really make sure you're being careful about that decision. And I think that happened. And I'm very grateful because I told him, I said, actually, I know God's carried me through this season. Mm-hmm. And that's all you can do is take it one day at a time and say, you know, let my heart be okay with the way things are today. Accept everything and you know. And we want to just say also my aunt, because my uncle passed away, and one of my former business partners, also that had the Formaggio's restaurant downtown. Mm-hmm. And it was just a real rough 4 or 5 weeks there. And so I just want to say to our fan base, thank you and appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Remember, you can subscribe to our channel. If we thank you for that, any of the we're learning how to modernize the system. I just found out we can. And so we'll be reaching out and you guys can subscribe and do all that jazz that y'all like to do.
All right, fantastic. So,
one thing is this month is also Suicide Awareness Month. And also we want to say this, you know, we can all get in a sad place, but at the end of the day, I was on the interstate last week and I was having a rough week with all this. And I look up and I see this sign, and I'm not a veteran, but you know, our show is strong supporters of the veterans. Absolutely. And we love them. Mm-hmm. And it said, you're bigger than this moment.
Yeah, I've seen those available. Yeah.
Because I felt tiny and so small, and I felt like water was going through my hands. I was losing so much at once. So just remember that this will pass too, just like you have happy times. And then, you know, so if anybody's out there, reach out to somebody, don't isolate, don't be by yourself. And remember, you know, everybody has something to give and everybody has something to receive. So let's just try to be better humans in this world that we're dealing with.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for bringing that up. And this is your time. So I'm glad you bring up things like that, because I don't think enough people actually talk about those things. Those billboards are very effective too. I see them all over the place, and it's a billboard for the 988 suicide prevention line, but it's a great line. All right. Back to business here. Home field advantage, 500,000 more homes listed than active buyers. The largest gap since 2013. What's going on?
Okay, let's chat for a second. Mm-hmm. First, do we remember what happened last month?
Yes.
Number one, it was also a very rainy month. Mm-hmm. This month, very rainy for our season here. Do we also remember what happened in April?
Okay, fill us in for people that don't know what we're talking about here.
No, because our real estate has always run concurrent with steel industry. So steel's up, real estate's up, steel's down, real estate's down.
Okay.
So because of some of the media speculation, inaccuracy, simply unknowledge, theoretical stuff, propaganda, you know, the tariff situation. We've always paid tariffs. Who are we paying them to? I promise you, they do not eat the tariffs. They don't.
Yeah.
But I'm an economist and that's not my field. However, the fear that is always invoked. And this is what all of my mentors, and I believe my grandmother used to say, if you have to get results by fear, then you're not respected.
Good. Yeah.
And so when people try to bring all this fear out, you're like, well, why do you want me in a state of fear? What kind of decisions do you need me to make in that stressful condition?
Yeah.
And when you were looking at it, we've had the election, we've had a debauchery of disrespect in our federal United States of America under God government. And we've had such disrespect and disillusionist that, you know, the piper's always got to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And for Americans right now, there was a really low interest rate season. And now we're at this is still low to me, because, you know, I have seen the days of double digits. The other thing is, what else also just happened? The immigrants chose to self-deport. Well, where do you think they lived? In houses.
Yeah.
And now what's happening, remember when I told you guys last year that curve's going to rise and then crest and then go back?
No, you're right. You're right on it. And I don't think people realize that you think, when you think about immigration, and obviously our borders are now secure, it's going to be good for a lot of people. You know, certainly you're invited to come to the United States as long as you're doing it legally, but that's going to be great because, yeah, they were taking up a lot of illegal people were living in our homes.
People say, oh, Teresa, you're not compassionate. Let me explain something to you. If there's an American citizen who is 75 years old and can't pay for their own medication, I have a problem with it.
Yeah.
If there is a child who can't get a medication because their parents can't, I have a problem with that. You know, if there are certain, as our Constitution says, inalienable rights,
mm-hmm.
one of those are, if you're going to give one person, a human, because we're all human, illegal, legal, whatever, we're all human. But if you do something illegal, that makes you a criminal. We don't like to think like that,
yeah.
But look at it like this. If we all drove 100 miles an hour, there probably will be a lot more death in the automobiles. However, if right now it's adjusting, but in a good way, because now it's going to, it's, remember I told you it would crest and then come back down almost like a wave. But it's the moon. And now it's going to be level, even keel for a little while. And there are still some good rates in new constructions at 4.99. You know, we talked about locking in. And then we also talked about people are buying down rates right now. It's not that expensive to buy one down if you want. And then there's also always, remember, people would say marry the house, not the rate. You can always read.
Interesting too, because I live out here in an Altria development at Russet Woods, and we have a lot of homes out here, and I've noticed a lot of homes going on the market. And normally they don't even have a coming soon because they don't need to have a coming soon. As soon as the minute they go on the market, they go. And normally, I mean, within 2 days, 3 days, it'd be sold. Now these houses are staying on the market for several weeks, which I absolutely love because I want to get back into a home, and it's, I feel like I just have nowhere to go because they're going so quickly. And even so much so that, there's a house down the street that's had an open house the last three Sundays. I'm not sure why. I think it's probably because they want too much for it, but, so that's good. So when you're talking about that many homes that are being sold, and obviously than the active buyers, and we know the buyers, there have been a lot more active buyers than sellers for a long period of time. Have you seen people sit back now and say, listen, it's been too difficult for a long time, and now they're just kind of taking a breath and saying, listen, let's not go hunting for a house right now because we've been doing this and it's not working, so let's let things caper out a little bit, and then you'll see that tick back up again?
Well, I wanted to interject two things to finish out that thought process, if that's okay.
Sure.
One, number one, the illegals also came here and had children. Mm-hmm. And so children are living in the houses. And that's fine. However, if a veteran, if a child, if an elder are homeless, I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
So let's fill up the homes we have or all these empty buildings, and let's help make some of those feasible. The other thing is also, and let's make sure we're giving credit where credit's due. The prices of houses and the days on market are starting what we call normal. You know, the before a year ago, they were flying off the shelves. You'd get offers before they even saw the house, you know, and that was crazy, ridiculous love. But also it did a few things. It, number one, created some lazy agents. It created people who had very unrealistic expectations in their mind, still being negatively affected on the news. Remember, ask yourself, why do they want me in a place of fear to make a decision?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, and let's just be real about this. A lot of landlords, and let me not say a lot, let me just say there are landlords who also were price gouging because they knew the people were illegal. They knew they were undocumented, but they could get $500 a week instead of $1,000 a month. You know, they could double the rent. Who are they going to tell? So now the homes that they physically were living in are more available. In addition to, it's also springtime. And when do most of the houses come on the market? At the end of school and at the end. So in March and April and May, you know, the sun. And we just came off a terrible rainy season, you know.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that makes sense. And it's a slam dunk answer because, you know, the other key point I wanted to bring up with the new listings being up, May saw the biggest slowdown for that time of year, according to another mortgage expert in a decade. And that's probably because we have had just an absolute deluge, if you will, of rain and all kinds of different things that are going on. And speaking of the devil, there's my birthday boy coming in to give me a hug. I'm almost done, dude. And we go celebrate your birthday. All right.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy.
Teresa says happy birthday.
I got stuck in a sticking door.
There you go. He got stuck in an elevator the other day. So we're still talking about that. Anyway, I mean, for people that are looking for, go ahead.
Your question though, did that kind of give you an overview of, you know,
Yeah. And so, so you looked into your crystal ball a couple months ago and it's been pretty much spot on. So, for the rest of the spring and now going into summer, because I mean, I remember summer used to actually be a season and now I'm finding out my kids are going back to school on August 7th. It feels like I'm already scrapping, to find time to go on vacation and they just got out of school last week, which I absolutely hate, by the way. I wish the kids had more time off. I'm sure some parents love having their kids go back to school. So has that changed anything as far as in the housing market? And what do you see for the rest of the year now based on what you've seen so far? And let me tell you something about the tariff thing. We are a knee-jerk society, and a lot of it has to do with our news because our news has to look for things to talk about. We love train wrecks, and that's why it's always first in the news. And I think for the most part, if everyone just chill out a little bit and take a breath, it's going to be okay. I certainly can't speak for people that actually lost their jobs, but it's a very small percentage of what we have out there. But tell me how you see the market for the rest of the year then.
Well, first, I have a question. So
yes, ma'am.
I was in a meeting all day yesterday, right? And then afterwards, I had to meet with the builder and his wife and our ex-wife. And nonetheless, let's get all past that. We'll get sidetracked because I promise you, I haven't had much sleep and my mind will zigzag everywhere.
Yeah.
So let's say, what was the question again?
What do you think for the rest of the spring and then going into the summer, what the market's going to look like?
What I believe is going to happen, because remember, if the tariffs are adjudicated and moved from our side to their side, then we already saw an influx of business. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is those people are going to come legally.
Yeah.
Those people are going to need somewhere to live. So now is the time if you're looking to buy, because can you imagine if you're in this cycle and you're complaining about 4% interest or 6% interest, and then a year from now you can't find a house and at 7% interest.
Well, see, and that's where the show comes into play. Let me just interject real quick, because a lot of people are like, well, how am I supposed to keep up with all this stuff? I don't know what's going on with markets. I don't know what's going on with. That's why you hire someone like Teresa Autry, 294-4210. You've got her on your speed dial right there. We used to have this thing called speed dial, which we don't have anymore, or your Rolodex. We don't have those either. But I mean, you got her on there. And so you're telling Teresa exactly what you're looking for, what you're willing to spend. You're getting pre-approved. You're all ready to go. And so when these opportunities come out, you can jump on and get the house of your dreams and get after it. But that's what you do. I mean, you're the one that lets these people know these things.
I had a meeting. What day is it? Yeah, it was Wednesday night after church. And this guy said, no, it was right before church. I was pulling in. He said, Trace, I got to come talk to you. Now, this gentleman is 75. Mm-hmm. So when he's in a rush about something, that makes me alert.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get nervous till the flight attendant does. Then I get nervous.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, I got a friend moving into her daughter is moving into town. She's 20 something and a little rebellious. Her mom wants to get her like a little apartment or a condo or something where she can walk like Southside, maybe 5 points or, you know, down in that Avondale, Crestline, Birmingham.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, no problem. He said, now listen, she's going to call you. And I said, okay, thank you. And he told me her name and everything. And I said, I really appreciate that. And he said, well, you're the queen. And you'll say, have the money ready when we find it, because you got to move fast. And her mom says, yeah, we want to do an apartment for maybe 6 months to a year. Mm-hmm. She said, I told her to do that because honestly, that's building the relationship and doing truly what's in the best interest of the client.
Sure.
Because what if she gets a house and she don't like the area after she can see her? So I told her, I said, if you have the time and you don't absolutely need it, then go to an apartment, figure out your area that you like, and then we'll meet up in a year and we'll get you a house. So yeah. Delayed dreams are not ended dreams.
I love that. Hey, listen, you asked me before the show that you had a couple things you want to talk about before the show, and you did. And thank you for those kind things. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to you and your family and your extended family. And of course, all of our listeners out there who are going through tough times. It's kind of weird right now. But you also mentioned you had something you wanted to bring up at the end of the show, which is where we're at right now. So I give you the floor, my ma'am.
Okay. Well, as a proud mom, I like to say I'm proud of both of my children. And, you know, we celebrate Mother's Day and we celebrate Father's Day. And some of us don't have one of those parents maybe around or alive, whatever. And some of us have both. And some of us have multiple and some of us have none. And we want to, number one, say that we love you and God loves you. And you do have a family if you so choose it. So I never want that to be off the table. But the other thing is, when you have a moment in your like motherhood or fatherhood, as you know, and it's like a milestone, and it's that proud, almost like makes you get on your knees and thank God for that child.
Yeah.
That I called him, I heard fast asleep blessings.
Fast asleep, and, okay.
My son, well, everyone knows my daughter works at a facility. We can't say the name of it, but she is a counselor, psychologist for people that have done some really bad things. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, you know, we always want to reach out to everyone. And she, how can I say this? I want to make sure I'm very discreet. I can't let her name out and everything. But she's going to be relocating. And it's just going to come sooner than I think. So that also compounded on my heart with everything. But this is also a good season for clean. You know, I used to look at a hurricane and say, if a hurricane came through, just redecorate on the insurance company's money, you know?
Sure.
Because you got to look at things in a positive light. But I wanted to say that. So thank you for the prayers that you guys are giving Tony in your family and me and my family, because we always need those. But also, there was a second thing, and now I've kind of sort of forgot it.
That's okay, and baby.
I think it was the suicide thing, and we put that at the beginning, and I went through multiple ones, because also we want to say that if you need anything, you know, whether it's just a chat or, you know, reach out to somebody. Also, if you like our content, share it, please, and like and subscribe below. And then, you know, you'll win a chance to have a date with Tony.
About that. Don't be talking for me now. Teresa, great stuff, man. We'll catch up next week. The latest in the real estate is called Home Field Advantage right here on TKR. And, of course, you can reach Teresa 294-4210, 294-4210. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.